My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 27th, 2010. Bob, if you'll state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age.
This is Bob Anthony. The full name is Robert Holland Anthony. The name Holland is my mother's maiden name. I'll be 62 next month, and I was born in Oklahoma City.
The date of your birth was?
May 15, 1948.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are currently at the Jim Thorpe Building at the State Capitol Complex. This is the office building for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
And you were born in what hospital?
I was one of six brothers, and we were all born at St. Anthony Hospital here in Oklahoma City.
Your mother's name?
My mother's full name was Christine Holland Anthony.
And where was she born? Where did she grow up?
Actually, she was born in Oklahoma City, not too far from the St. Anthony Hospital, but she was born in the home. And she grew up in Enid, Oklahoma, because her dad worked for Champlin Oil Company, which was in Enid, Oklahoma.
And then your father's name and where he grew up.
My father is Guy Malden Anthony. We're big on having the middle names. That was his mother's maiden name. He was born in Cleveland, Oklahoma, in 1915, April 26th of 1915, and he went through some school in Cleveland, Oklahoma, but then the family and the company headquarters moved to Oklahoma City, so he graduated from high school here in Oklahoma City at Classen High.
Just a bit about you and your education. Your elementary school was?
I went kindergarten, first, and second at a public school called Nichols Hills Elementary, and then I transferred to Cassidy School, which was an Episcopalian church-affiliated school, and I went from third grade through high school graduation with that school here in Oklahoma City.
And then your college work and beyond.
For college, I went to the Wharton School of Finance and Commerce, they called it in those days. That's the oldest business school in the United States. That's a part of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I graduated in 1970. I was a second lieutenant also, and the Vietnam War was going on, but the Army deferred me and a large number of our class, so I had a year, and I spent that at the London School of Economics in London, England, and got a master's degree in monetary economics. Came back and worked for a year. Then I did another graduate degree at Yale University, a Master of Arts in Administrative Science. That was the predecessor of their current School of Management. And then I worked for a little bit. And then I finally did a third master's degree at Harvard University. It was called a Master of Public Administration.
With all this education, were you planning on coming back to work for the family business? What were your thoughts?
Yes, I think that I, growing up, pretty much just wanted to be a businessman. I think going to the Wharton School of Finance reflects that. My father also went to the Wharton School of Finance. People would say, well, how could you ever go all the way to Philadelphia to school? And if I said, well, my father did that, then it seems to be natural, and so they think that that's just fine. But I, from the time I was 10 years old, did various chores. I can tell you about that now if you want to. I guess that's about the fourth grade. A lot of kids wanted to stay home and watch the cartoons on TV. But I thought it was great to get up early and go to work with my dad. That was at the headquarters building of C.R. Anthony Company, which was at 6th and Broadway in Oklahoma City. And I'd get to help sort the mail and so forth. And then when we got that done, I could walk just down the alleyway to the YMCA and play ping pong or go swimming or so forth. So that's kind of what I started off with. And as time went on, I got to do other things. I worked in the distribution center. Some people call that the warehouse. Then when I was 15 years old, I needed somebody to drive me to work, but I went to the nearest store and I could do sweeping out and that sort of thing. But then when I got to be 16, I was able to wait on the customers. Now, that was a really big thing to be able to do that. That's how it started, getting store experience. That's the part of the culture of our company. There's nothing better than getting store experience and waiting on the customers and being good with sales.